from the front desk.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Just barely.
See, she couldn't hear me at all.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is Kenneth from the front desk.
Yes.
And I guess Barbara was down there, and she noticed she had an extension cord running to your van.
Yes.
And that's against the policy here. And she tried to cut it with a pair of scissors. I guess she couldn't get through it because it was too thick. And that kind of caused some sparking. Hello, are you there?
Well, why didn't she let us know?
Well, she didn't want to knock on your door this late at night. But anyway, it's kind of like a fire hazard now because it's sparking.
Well, great.
And we were wondering if you could unplug that. We had to alert the fire department about it also. This is kind of a fire hazard.
All you had to do was let us know and we would have disconnected it.
Well, we didn't want to disturb you this late at night, ma'am. Sorry.
Well, it would have been better than the sparking. My God.
Yeah, well, it's...
Oh, they cut the cord with a pair of scissors and got it sparking. Now they want us to disconnect it. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I just got hung up on. I don't know if you guys are running a meth lab out of the back of your minivan or what, but...
Oh, hell no. We got a charger onto a scooter char chair.
That doesn't seem like... That doesn't really add up. Is this one of those rolling meth labs I've been reading about?
Oh, hellfire, man. I've got a scooter. Listen, I've got arthritis, and I have trouble getting around. And somebody tried to cut the damn wire. Well, we're just charging a battery on a scooter chair.
Well, it's late at night. We're not supposed to knock on the doors late at night, so we just try to take care of it without disturbing you.
Well, good God, man. You don't start cutting the cords.
Well, you know, she got shocked pretty bad because of that, and I think you really need to probably go ahead and check out tonight.
I'm going to replace the cord.
No, we're not replacing the cord. That's against policy.
Well, I'm not... Listen, we're not checking out here tonight.
I think that might be best, sir. We've already called the fire department about the fire hazard. They're probably going to be here soon to look at it.
Well, I'm charging a battery on a scooter chair.
It looks like you're already out of room. You're going to end up with a fine from the fire department next. I'd get out there and remove it and hide it.
I'm not hiding anything from anybody.
Especially in the condition it's in.
He said to call the fire department. He said, we got to get out of this room.
Did you go out there and look at it? Because it's got the cut in it now, so it's actually even more of a fire hazard.
Well, who cut the cord?
But Barbara did.
The Barbara?
Barbara. She works here, too. But that's just because she didn't want to wake you up.
We weren't asleep, sir.
Well, we don't know that. You know, how can we know that?
Why don't you knock on the damn door and find out what's going on?
Yeah, but if you're awake, you'll be upset with us.
Well, hell, I'm upset right now.
Well, so we just thought we'd cut the cord and kind of, you know, take...
No. And my God, we paid for this damn room, mister. We're going to stay here.
Well, bottom line is, it's a fire hazard, and the fire department's on their way.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Probably going to end up with some kind of a fine.
Well, I worry about that when they get here, buddy. Do what?
The cord.
Yeah, they cut the damn cord out. I'm charging that damn battery on that chair.
We didn't cut the cord because the cord was too thick. We couldn't cut through it.
I tell you what, buddy, you really screwed up.
No, nobody screwed up. You screwed up by creating a fire hazard here at our home.
Oh, fire hazard, damn. We're charging a battery on the scooter. Damn it, I can't walk very far.
There's no reason to yell at me. We did what we were supposed to do. I'm kind of thinking this is turning into something where you're just going to have to leave.
Mister, all I was doing was charging a battery on the scooter chair because we're going to a farm equipment show tomorrow and I can't walk very far without... What happened? Some assistance.
Maybe you should just stay home then.
Maybe I should stay home then. Who am I talking to?
This is Kenneth from the front desk.
Okay, who's your superior?
Well, you can come to the front desk and talk to us about it. You probably need to bring your credit card. Maybe we can give you partial credit for the room when you leave.
We gotta leave this room because we created the fire hazard here, and some damn idiot tried to cut this cord in two because they thought we were running a meth lab.
Well, that's not true.
I never heard of such a damn thing in my life.
Well, it does look pretty suspicious to have a cord.
Well, damn it, son, you could have knocked on the damn door, and we could have showed you what we were doing.
They've got the windows all boxed. Can't even look in there.
Hell no, you don't look in a damn window, damn it, buddy. When you go to bed, you close the damn doors.
Well, do you want to come to the front desk and work it out? Or?
Listen, I've got my pajamas on, buddy, and I was in bed.
We can smell the meth lab emissions coming from the van.
You do what?
We can smell emissions from your meth lab.
They're accusing us of having a meth lab. Buddy, you're all screwed up. A meth lab, you say, we got in that van?
That would be my guess. I can't.
Oh, my God. My God, son, I could file a lawsuit on you that would reach from here to hell and back.
I don't think you're going to find any lawsuits tonight.
I don't think I would either tonight, my friend. No, listen, we're from Indiana. My record's Scott Clean. My God almighty, I'm 63 years old, and I don't run meth labs.
Are you there?
What?
I thought you hung up on me again.
No, I didn't hang up on you, buddy.
Well, considering your history, I thought you did it again.
History? I never hung up on you the first time.
Well, somebody from that room hung up on me before.
She couldn't hear you, sir.
She couldn't?
No. So, I never seen.
Are you going to go out there and hide the cord? And this is kind of dragging on. I'm tired of talking.
We're not hiding any cord. My wife is trying to wad it up here in the room.
So you are trying to hide it, then. You're wadding it up.
Now we're trying to hide the damn cord.
I'd do something about the
go up at that front desk.
You tell him to come down here.
Somebody, won't you come down here?
I can't leave the front desk. I'm here by myself. Barbara's already gone home. But the fire department's on their way.
They call the fire department. All right, I'll talk to the fire department.
All right, I'll talk to you in a few minutes.